We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut.
Beginning tomorrow, some retail stores and malls will open their doors as part of phase one of the state's Reopen Connecticut plan. In order to open, businesses must agree to adhere to the public, you scared me, public safety guidelines developed by the state. Businesses must also self-certify that they'll follow these guidelines to keep customers and employees safe. West Farms, Westfield Meriden, and Westfield Trumbull Malls all plan to open with modified hours. They're going to be monitoring the flow of people entering and implementing frequent cleaning measures in high-touch areas like restrooms. Hand sanitizing stations are going to be available, and customers will be required to wear face masks and maintain social distance while shopping. Individual stores are expected to be open on a case-by-case basis, so just be sure that your favorite shops are open before you head out. Hair salons and barber shops across the state, they were originally able to begin reopening tomorrow, but now they're going to be open in early June to allow for more preparation time. Phase two of Reopen Connecticut is expected to begin on June 20th and may include things like indoor dining and gyms, though details have yet to be announced. Among the businesses that are allowed to begin reopening tomorrow are restaurants for outdoor dining only, outdoor recreation areas, and outdoor areas for museums and zoos. Here are a few Connecticut attractions with outdoor areas that are planning to open this week. Each has implemented important changes and rules to keep their visitors safe. Mystic Seaport Museum is partially reopening on Saturday, starting with outdoor areas only. The museum has put in place several new safety measures, including social distancing signs, one-way walking routes, and separate entrance and exit. For the first week, the museum will be free to the public. There's also Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort in Middlefield, which is reopening on Thursday to 50% capacity for hiking, mountain biking, and disc golf. Some of the new guidelines in the park that they put in place include more spacing between the chairlifts with attendants, disinfecting each chair, and online reservations for bike rentals. Then there's Nature's Art Village in Oakdale. They're planning on opening certain aspects of the village, including the dinosaur place, the shops, the pasta antiques marketplace, and Copper Creek mini golf. That's all going to happen tomorrow. Each area is going to have social distancing and safety restrictions. Some of the changes include limits to the park and playground's capacity, one-way traffic along the trails, and frequent sanitation of golf balls and clubs. Keep in mind that businesses are requiring visitors to follow some new safety guidelines, too. Be sure to check out each of the business's websites for guidelines before you venture out. Many other attractions with outdoor areas are currently working on their phase one reopening plans, prioritizing safety above anything else. Stay tuned for those updates next week.